listening to The Lou Dobbs Show. Independent thinkers encouraged.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Representative Daryl Metcalf, he's one of the folks who got a little tired of the fact that the federal government is basically telling the American people to go to hell, and they're not going, and the federal government is refusing to secure our borders, our ports, refusing to enforce U.S. immigration law, in fact, refusing to protect the American people. So Representative Daryl Metcalf became the organizing force behind state legislators for legal immigration, a coalition of state lawmakers formed last year in response to the federal government's indifference on enforcing the law. He's in his fifth term representing Pennsylvania's District 12, and it's good to have you with us, Representative Metcalf. Thanks for being with us here on the Lou Dobbs Show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me today.
Well, this coalition, how many members do you have, and in how many states?
We've been working to identify lead legislators in states across the nation. We currently have legislators identified and members of a coalition in 35 states. I'm not sure what our total membership is. Some states we have more than one. Other states we just have one that we've identified to try and work together to network and build a coalition that can demand that the federal government work with us, not against us, as has been the case, but work with us to bring about the real reform that's needed to protect American lives, liberty, and property.
Yeah, you know, we've been down here. I was with the Federation for American Immigration Reform and their Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally yesterday. So just about 50 radio talk show hosts, all of us down here to support a rational, effective, humane immigration system, everything that the current system is not. Why in the world are we even having a discussion in this country in 2008 about why is there any discussion, any need for discussion about the fact our borders should be secure, that our immigration system should absolutely be enforced? Why is that even a discussion?
Lou, I think that's a question that the majority of Americans are asking across this nation. As you know, I know you have your finger on the pulse of the nation with all the good work you've been doing on this issue for quite some time now. But as I've talked to fellow legislators across the country, whether it's Russell Pierce in Arizona or Randy Terrell, who is also down there in D.C. this week, or Mayor Lou Barletta from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, who I know you've interviewed in the past.
Talked to him yesterday.
Right, hold their feet to the fire. I was down also. I'm just heading home now. I'll be passing across western Pennsylvania here, coming back from D.C. from being down there and doing some interviews to try and put more pressure on Congress, and appreciate you and the many talk show hosts joining in that effort down there in D.C. once again to try and put pressure on Congress. But I think over the years, as you know, for decades, Congress has been AWOL in addressing this issue, and administration after administration, be it Republican or Democrat, they have failed to address this issue, and I think the people across the nation are getting fed up with it, and I hope that your work and the many talk show hosts and the many state legislators that I'm working with, that we can bring about that grassroots fire that's needed to create the change in D.C., because the special interests out there that are making money off the backs of illegal aliens, whether they're corporate interests or whether they're social service-type interests that are out there providing...
Let me say to you, Representative, I would like you to listen to Senator Obama last night talking to the Hispanic Caucus Institute and talking about, quote-unquote, the hate-filled airwaves. I'd like you to just listen to this, if you would.
They are counting on us to stop the hateful rhetoric filling our airwaves and rise above the fear and rise above the demagoguery and finally enact comprehensive immigration reform.
Demagoguery, as he puts it. Demagoguery. He refers to economy. He's got this sort of down-home, southern-affected nonsense going now. But he is the demagogue on this issue, pandering right there in front of the National Hispanic Caucus Institute. I mean, how more blatant a demagogue could there be than Barack Obama on this issue? And then he says that he wants to stop the hate and the fear. You know, the airwaves aren't filled with hate. The airwaves are filled with disgust at people like Barack Obama, who do not understand that they are acting against the national interest, against the will of the American people, and against the common good of American citizens. He is a dangerous, dangerous man for either one of two reasons. Either because he does not understand the facts, or because he does not care about the facts or the impact on the American people.
Well, you have to believe that whether it's Senator Obama or Senator McCain or whichever one of those senators or congressional representatives it is, or any elected official across this country that raises their hand and swears an oath of office to uphold and defend our Constitution, that document that embodies America, the United States of America, that's the document that they continue to violate. It's very clear in Article 4, Section 4. That our federal government is supposed to protect our states against invasion. The invasion is occurring. We have millions of invaders in this nation.
Oh, but by the way, if you say this is an invasion, the little nonsense advocates will say to you that that's a racist term, that you're unfair to call the fact that there are 20 million people in this country illegally to refer to them as constituting an invasion.
Well, that's what when they refer to it as immigration, it's an insult to any legal immigrant, such as my wife, who immigrated here after I was done serving in the United States Army in Germany. And my wife immigrated back from Germany, a German citizen at the time. She's now an American citizen, very patriotic American citizen.
How about the millions of lawful immigrants into this country? And not only is there an insult to those immigrants, how about when our news, some of our national news organizations, like the New York Times, for example, or the Los Angeles Times, or a host of other liberal news organizations refer to illegal aliens as simply representing migration. They don't even refer to it as immigration now. It's migration. It's incredible.
Well, that migration is more accurate. They're migrating in. They're ignoring our rule of law. They're invading our country, and they have no concern for what the American flag represents, or for what our Constitution embodies, for the large majority that violate our borders and cross over into our country, and very willingly, knowingly, in the dark of night, knowing that they're breaking our law. And I think Obama and the many others in Washington D.C. that have looked the other way and outright worked with those who are undermining America, I think they
proudly
know what they're doing.
Yeah, and proudly. And as Peter Gadiel was pointing out here, not only was John McCain the co-author of the comprehensive immigration reform legislation with Ted Kennedy, but going back to 1986, he was one of the sponsors of amnesty in the United States Senate.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, it's been, like you said, when you look back to 86 with the amnesty that occurred then, another stint of amnesty under Clinton, and the amnesty that's been proposed once again here, that's been fought against and successfully defeated by the many grassroots activists that have listened to your show and the many others and worked with Fair, who was hosting the Hold Your Feet to the Fire down there, the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform this week, with the many Americans across the country that have been working to bring about real reform.
Representative Metcalf, at this point, what's going to happen? Do you think that we're going to see a successful rollback of this nonsense in the federal government by the state and local governments?
I think right now the only way that we're going to achieve a victory is for our state legislators to step up to the plate across the country and continue to make the changes that we're able to make at the state level, to go after the licenses of employers who are employing illegal aliens and revoke those licenses, to go after the benefits that some illegals are plugging into in our benefits systems and to our educational system that they're draining tax dollars. I think it's got to be fought at the state level. And as we've seen successful endeavors fought in Arizona, Oklahoma,
Colorado,
you're seeing those illegal aliens fleeing those states. I was talking to somebody there that was up from Florida to Hold Your Feet to the Fire, and they said how they were receiving seeing the effect of Georgia's new laws pushing illegals into Florida. And then I'm hearing from a representative in the state legislature in Texas how the Oklahoma law has pushed illegals out of Oklahoma into Texas. Right. So if the states don't get on board with standing together and making the changes that we need to make to do all we can to protect our citizens from these illegal alien invaders, those states that are negligent in protecting their citizens will be caught in the wake of what happens here with the major reforms that are occurring in some states and will pay the penalty.
Representative Metcalf, we thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Let's hope you've got this thing, you've got it exactly right. Appreciate it. Good to have you with us.
State Legislators for Legal Immigration.com is the website. Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Take care.